It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Nearly got rid of my Joe Biden hangover. I went to bed early, slept in till like 6:45. You know, that's actually kind of early for me to get out of bed. My kid was even up. He had school this morning. Didn't have to wake anybody. Anyways, pitchforks and torches time in America, which rhetorically seems a little violent to me, like you're calling for a revolution or something.
Maybe an insurrection or something. I don't know.
But the guy to make this plea happens to be GOP gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels. And this guy is a multi-millionaire, one of the richest guys in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that. I didn't look at the Forbes list, but he is the owner of one of the, you know, biggest construction companies in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't know if he remembers, but, you know, when Marie Antoinette said, let him eat cake, the pitchforks and torches were kind of coming for
them,
the rich people. So be careful what you wish for, Tim. But anyways, let me read a little from the Associated Press. Scott Bauer, the Republican candidate for governor in Wisconsin, endorsed by Donald Trump, is calling for people to take up pitchforks and torches in reaction to a story that detailed his giving to anti-abortion groups, churches, and others, rhetoric the Democrats say amounts to threatening violence. I don't know if he's specifically directing a threat, but he's certainly calling for jackassery of all sorts.
What is the point of the pitchforks? Are you feeding the cows? What are you going to do with the pitchforks? I'm just wondering.
Well, you know what, Dom?
Come on, man. I mean, it's essentially a
poking the hay. Poking the hay. And the torches, I thought it was, you know, just a little ironic. I didn't know if anyone noticed the QAnon shaman and his buddy that we met at the tiki bar. Well, wasn't that the theme of Charlottesville?
It certainly was.
The tiki torches. Bar and torches?
Oh, yeah, the tiki torches. That's right.
Anyways, Tim Michaels, who co-owns the state's largest construction company, faces Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the battleground state. If Michaels wins, he will be in position to enact a host of GOP priorities passed by the Republican-controlled legislature leading into the 2024 presidential election. Evers has vetoed more bills than any governor in modern state history and is campaigning on his ability to serve as a check on Republicans. Someone's got to be. Michaels, a multi-millionaire this week, reacted strongly to a story published by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel detailing charitable giving by he and his wife's foundation, some of which went to anti-abortion groups and churches that have taken anti-gay positions. Since the story's publication, Michaels has gone after not just Evers and the Democrats, but also the Journal Sentinel, and more broadly, all reporters, which probably, if it's broad enough, Dom, includes you and I.
I'm sure it does.
Here's a quote, Dom. I believe people should just be ready to get out on the streets with pitchforks and torches, and how low the liberal media has become. Michaels said Thursday on a conservative talk radio show. Of course, Whitey Righty Talk Radio. Always fair and balanced over there. People need to decide. Am I going to put up with this? Am I going to tolerate this? Taking somebody that gives money to churches or cancer research, and what he excludes to mention, or anti-LGBTQ groups and anti-abortion groups. Because that's also a big part of your giving, sir. And oh yeah, by the way, I pointed this out. You know, tragically, one of Michael's children had cancer. My understanding is still alive, survived the cancer, and they have been quite charitable to cancer charities. But why is it that it's always got to happen to your family for a Republican to be charitable? At least the ones I've noted. You know, if it happens to me, it's a really big deal. But you went out of your way through your family foundation to give lots and lots of money to anti-abortion groups. Well, that's politics, folks. That's politics. So anyways, it's pitchforks and torches time in America. That further, then he went to a campaign website posting on Thursday when he encouraged people to get involved, push back, speak up, volunteer. donate and vote. It's not quite the same message. A little more rhetorical when he's on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Dom.
A little more here. Evers spokesman Sam Roker tweeted Friday that Michaels had gone too far. Instead of explaining why he's funding groups working to ban access to abortion and contraception, let's not forget about that. Also, contraception. Tim Michaels is encouraging violence. He's too radical for Wisconsin. Hannah Mencheff, a Wisconsin Democratic Party spokesperson, accused Michaels of threatening violence in an extreme attempt to pander to Donald Trump and the MAGA base. Michaels' campaign's spokesperson, Anna Kelly, on Friday downplayed his comments. Only political hacks and media accomplices would freak out about Tim using a figure of speech to emphasize the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's ridiculous characterization of his donations to churches, nuns, and charitable causes as radical.
And anti-abortion groups.
See, they continue to forget that part. I'm going to switch over here now briefly to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dan Bice also writing on this. Michael's campaign has tried to make money off of the dispute, Bice writes. This isn't a fair fight. The media is stacked against us, a Friday email from Michael's campaign said. That's why we're calling on you, capitalized, our grassroots army, to help us cut through the noise and defeat the dishonest media by rushing in a few dollars before midnight.
Up to 20,000. It used to be capped at 500, but, you know, since the liberal media, you know, now I got to take 20,000 uncapped donations.
How are you going to defeat the dishonest media? Number one, F you. And number two, the media is not on the ballot, jack nuts. You know what I'm saying? This is our analysis of your giving and the reporting as such. Well, that's just true, man. And if you think giving to anti-LGBT groups and anti-contraceptive groups and anti-abortion groups is not a political thing, well, then you're just absolutely wrong. And for the record, anything given to the churches should be taxed, but I'll continue on.
I admire his giving to cancer charities. That seems like good giving. I admire that.
But
well
that's
done,
fine.
Sir.
Sure, but that's not, is that the criticism? Does anybody have a problem with Michael's giving to a cancer charity as for his daughter had cancer? I have no problem with that either. No, of course not. No one is saying that. Michael's daughter Sophie was diagnosed with a rare brain tumor at the age of 11. A Cornell faculty member pioneered a rare surgery to save her life. Michaels have pledged $3 million to endow the Michaels family professorship in pediatric neurological surgery. But, as Bice writes, the foundation also gave money to more political groups, including $175,000 to the Wisconsin Right to Life and Pro-Life Wisconsin Education Task Force and Avail NYC, a New York City Crisis Pregnancy Center, Wisconsin Right to Life, has endorsed Michaels in the current race. Receiving smaller gifts from the Family Foundation were several churches that have come under criticism for their pastor's remarks about abortion and transgender individuals. Oh, you hate the abortions? You hate
Westboro
the trans people? Here's some money for you.
Were the Westboro Baptist on that list, or were they not quite harsh enough for his taste?
I'm not clear.
Here's what I would say, Dom.
This is one more thing here. Michael said in a story by the conservative website Empower Wisconsin, assaulting the reputations of Catholic nuns, some of the largest churches in Wisconsin, and even cancer research is shameful, and the people of Wisconsin should not tolerate this disgusting anti-religious bigotry. It's anti-religious bigotry. That's how Michaels is now framing criticism of his funding. Basically, hate groups, right? If you hate the gays, you hate the LGBTQ, you hate the trans, you hate the abortions, right? You hate contraception? Well, you're going to get some money from Michaels.
Dominic, when is a rich, white, straight male going to catch a break in this state or this country? You know what he should do, Dom? He should take the advice of Congressman Jim Jordan, and he should lean in, baby. Lean in.
Lean into it, baby.
I got a little coverage here. Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, he's on the ballot this fall, folks, said Republican candidates on the campaign trail should take credit for the huge win that revoked federal abortion rights for women. We got some sound, but a little bit more from the Raw story. During an appearance on Fox News, Jordan was asked how GOP candidates should handle the messaging around the U.S. Supreme Court's recent Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Some Republican candidates masked their true abortion positions after the ruling. Well, not Tim Michaels. He just goes and attacks the media. Lean into it. Well, let's play this sound. You got to hear it from Jim Jordan.
G-Y-M Jordan.
Remember, this is the guy that is accused when a wrestling coach at Ohio State, an assistant wrestling coach, looking past much sexual impropriety that happened within the training facilities to athletes. Athletes were the victims. He was the coach. And some would say he didn't, A, do enough to protect his athletes, or B, willingly look the other way while, you know, crimes were being perpetrated against his athletes. Good guy, but let's stick to the topic of abortion, Dom. Another person's body, a woman in this case, and he's anti-abortion, so he says, if I'm going to be anti-abortion, I'm going to lean into it. Let's play the sound. GYM Jordan.
Right, real quick, the Dobbs decision. What's your messaging, advice to Republicans messaging abortion?
Well, lean into it. We're the pro-life party. We're going to protect the sanctity of human life. And Democrats have the radical position. They're the ones who think you should be able to take the unborn child's life right up until their birthday, for goodness sake. And they had a governor in Virginia just a few years ago who said even after that fact, you could take the life of a child. That is frightening. So lean into it and talk about we're the life that's going to protect the sanctity. We're the party that's going to protect the sanctity of human life like we've always been. This was a huge win for the precious nature of human life. And I don't think we should shy away from it.
Lean in, baby.
Lee, do it. Do it. I'm down. I'd love for every Republican to stand up and run on Dobbs. Run on telling women that they don't have the right to do what they want with their body. Tell them that you, the men in Congress, you know best what is right for them.
Well, Tim Michaels, gubernatorial candidate, again, looking here to the great state of Wisconsin, he is amongst the 12% of Wisconsinites that not only think abortion should be illegal, but also agrees with the 1849 law that now is into effect in the state of Wisconsin that would prohibit abortions even in the case of rape or incest. He confirmed that.
12%. That'll get you elected.
12% of Wisconsinites feel like this very extreme candidate does, and his financial giving, well, there's certainly some charitable giving in that category. There's also some anti-abortion giving of the most extreme sort. So, you know, you can call it fake news. You can rant, rave, and say it's pitchforks and torches time in America. But thank God Ron Johnson would tell you, you got a big stack of cash, man. You could buy all the First Amendment free speech all across the airwaves of the great state of Wisconsin. You want to, Tim Michaels. God bless America.
And, you know, this guy came out. I mean, what happened to the, you know, the steady businessman going to run and be a check against, you know, liberal Tony Evers? I mean, he has gone full mega. And again, what is so obvious about these folks is they're such hacks and they're such, they try to be performance. I don't believe Tim Michaels is a tough guy. I don't. If you're going to stand up there and say, what, criticize me and Crudy because we think that giving this money to these anti-LGBTQ, let's call them hate groups, these anti-abortion groups that would want to force rape and incest victims to have labor, that you think that is a standard position, that is a position that 12% of Wisconsinites agree with, and you think that is something that is going to get you elected? I don't buy it. And the fake news media, the pitchfork and torches, all this performance, I don't buy it. His mouth is writing checks that his ass can't cash. I don't care how rich he is. He's a fake. He's a phony. He's a fraud. He's a wannabe tough guy, just like Donald Trump, just like the rest of those weak-ass Republicans who sit up there and yell at the rest of us because we criticize him. Oh, you're so sensitive to the criticism. They get out of the kitchen.
Truth kind of hurts, apparently, in this case.
Oh, man, they can't handle it.
It'd be different if someone was lying about the guy, right? If they were misconstruing or smearing him, they're laying out his charitable giving, and people can draw their own conclusions. If you like Tim Michaels better because he gives the anti-abortion groups and anti-LGBTQ groups, well, the word's out. That's your man. All 12% of you, get on board the Michaels train. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
Let's go.
19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like your before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Bankstad, and I own the Monaco Brewing Company, and I also have a super PAC. We make good trouble in the North Woods of Wisconsin. You can support our efforts at themonacobrewingcompany.com and buy our woke gear, like t-shirts, hoodies, and trucker hats. Enter the code RADIO and get 10% off on your next purchase. A portion of all sales support the Monaco Brewing Company super PAC, which is dark money meant for good. That's themonacobrewingcompany.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to get one more opinion piece in on this topic. Dobbs makes all the difference. Both sides know it. Jennifer Rubin, columnist at the Washington Post, afflicted by a combination of arrogance, insularity, and short-sightedness. Political analysts for months prematurely declared that Republicans would sail into power on a red wave, that abortion would be a non-issue, and that President Biden would drag down his party, just as they entirely missed the rise of the MAGA voters in 16, only to then fixate on the Rust Belt diners for the next 4 years. Their prognostication appears to have gone haywire again. Few analysts have captured the political effects of Dobbs v. Jackson, Women Health Organization decision overturning the right to abortion, as well as Target Smart CEO Tom Boyner. In my 28 years analyzing elections, this from the CEO, I've never seen anything like what's happened in the past 2 months in American politics. Women are registering to vote in numbers I've never witnessed, he wrote for the New York Times. I've run out of superlatives to describe how different this moment is. This is a moment to throw old political assumptions out the window and to consider that Democrats could buck historic trends this cycle. A recent Wall Street Journal poll provides a snapshot. 60% of voters said abortion should be legal in all or most cases. That's up from 55% in March. When it comes to which party voters trust on abortion, 48% said Democrats, 27% said Republicans, 16% said neither. A total of 41% of independents said they trust Democrats most to handle abortion policy, compared with just 18% who said Republicans were best. And abortion is, if not the motivating issue of millions of voters, as the Journal poll respondents proved. And here's a quote, Tom. When offered a choice of five issues and asked which made them most likely to vote, they put the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade ahead of inflation. Did you hear that, CJ? Moreover, state abortion bans are grossly unpopular. 62% oppose a six-week ban, as are Republican stances on persecuting doctors, 70% oppose, and limiting some forms of contraception, 78% oppose. But that'd be, you know, starting to squish it down to where the very extreme Michaels finds himself, right, Dom? Lean in.
Lean into it. Curti, it should come as no surprise that taking away a fundamental right women have held for nearly 50 years is not just another issue, let alone a wash that would equally motivate angry abortion rights and delighted anti-abortion forces, as many pundits announced. If you deny women's autonomy as adult decision makers and subject them to increased risk of trauma, grave health complications, and death, they get mad. Very mad. Dobbs might not be the sole reason Democrat standing has improved. The Journal poll, generic polling, has gone from +5 for Republicans in March to +3 for Democrats, including independents who shifted from +12 Republicans to +3 Democrats.
That's Biden's, a 15-point swing, Dom. Yeah, that's starting to move the polls.
Biden's standing has improved as well, up to 45% approval in the poll after a string of legislative wins. However, to ignore the damage Dobbs wrought on the forced birth crowd's political ambitions would be to repeat the analytical failure in advance of Dobbs. One should not underestimate the power of female voters. Republicans seem to agree how injurious their midterm hopes of Dobbs' backlash has become. Witness the frenzy to scrub mention of abortion from these forced birth candidates' websites. Even they understand how thoroughly toxic their abortion views are. Nevertheless, their cynicism knows no bounds. They are betting voters forget their dogmatic advocacy to deny women the right to choose. That isn't happening, writes Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post.
Jim Jordan says, lean in, fellas. And ladies, you Republicans, lean into the stance, please. Take the advice of Jim Jordan. I've never said those words in my entire life.
Right. I mean, and how pathetic to see these Republicans scrubbing their websites of their anti-abortion stances. You know, it's just like when they take the Trump off. Oh, like Tim Michaels took Trump off after he won, and they had.
Oh, that was just a coffee boy. Coffee boy did that. Intern did that. That was me.
You know, I mean, if you're gonna do it, stand on it, own it. Why are you hiding from it? Again, Curti, I'm with you, man. But listen to GYM Jordan. He's your guy.
Lean in, GOP. Andy from Beaver Dam. Welcome, Andy. Appreciate Andy. Your patience. What you got for us?
Well, three quick statements. My son just quit Michael's Construction, not because of the empty suit, but because he got sick of being on the road and missing his dog and his girlfriend.
Not necessarily in that order, Andy.
In that order, exactly right. And then I just wanted to point out, as you guys witnessed, I think that Biden had a exceptional speech. He's getting better every time he talks, and so I'm really enlightened. I think he, you know, I mean, I think he sees the light, and we've got to do what I can. Third, like Dom, I was raised in the Catholic faith. I had nuns in Green Bay, Beaver Dam, and so forth and so on. But you ever notice how many good old Catholics happen to be Republicans? Now, that's no cut on all Catholics, but it just seems like... you know, whoever you're talking about, whether it's Michaels or...
come on, Joe Biden's a Joe Biden's a Catholic. I almost called him a Republican, but he's Catholic.
That's right. Right. And how about the guy you were talking about the other day that was married three times?
Gingrich or Voss or Trump? Which one are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Gingrich. I think he was also Catholic, but, you know, he... sort of sidestep that thing about, you know.
Well, so did Henry VIII.
Right. But anyway.
Not to Anne Boleyn's benefit, though, I might point out, Andy.
Did he start his own church? I mean,
yeah, the Church of England.
If you start your own church, you can do whatever you want.
Well, you know, and if you get sick of divorcing the wife, just off with her head. I appreciate you listening, Andy. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. And I wonder how you're supposed to respond if somebody's showing up and getting in your face with a torch and a pitchfork. I mean, that...
Assalamu alaikum, my brother?
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I got no cheeks to turn to that one. That it is just disgusting, and that they decide that violence is the answer, and for Mr. Jim Jordan, I mean, Mr. Pedophile Protector Jim Jordan, I mean, you know, I don't know, these guys are willing to unprotect the unborn from all the chemicals we're dumping into the environment, and yet they claim to be pro-life. It's just nonsense. It's
well, pro-life right behind corporations and the NRA, of course, yeah. Mark, you know, you got to have priorities, of course.
Yeah, it's just sad. It is just... Hypocrisy knows no limits with some of these guys.
Hypocrisy, Mark, only matters if you have shame, Mark, and they have none.
Come back with us. It'd be a shame if you missed hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. Hour two is next.
It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love.
Crime, corruption, immorality, abortion, sodomy, sexual perversion sweep our land.
Good heavens, are you still trying to win?